The following audio is from Foundation Life Bible Church. More information about Foundation Life is available at www.foundationlbc.com.
Oh, we're going to bring Richard up now. Richard's going to give speak about his testimony. Come on up, Richard.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was raised in a church where on Sunday night, everybody or a lot of people would give their testimony. I always liked it. It was really great because people shared how God had changed their life and moved in their life. And God is unique, and He seemed to do it differently in different people's lives. I was very fortunate to be raised in a Christian home. I had godly parents. My mother was a prayer and did a lot of praying. And my father lived a good example before me as a Christian man should live. I was baptized when I was 12 years old. We were attending the Christian church, and when you're 12 years old in a Christian church, you get baptized. So I got baptized, and nothing really changed in my life. I don't remember anything spiritual being talked about during the process, but that's just something that I did. But at 16, I was with a good friend of mine over at Anderson, Indiana, at the campgrounds. They have camp meeting every summer there for 2 weeks, and all the missionaries from all over the world that they support come, and it's a huge activity. And my buddy and I was over there. We were supposed to meet a couple girls and sit in the service that night, but the girls didn't show up. I guess we were more interested in them than they were in us. But anyway, here I was at 16 years of age, sitting in this large stadium area, and at the end of the service, God really got a hold of my heart and convicted me. And I went forward, and I remember as a 16-year-old boy just crying my heart out about Jesus in my life. And I didn't think much about that, and I haven't through the years, but in preparing my testimony, I thought back about it and realized that I was 16 years of age in the summer in June, and that winter I met my wife and the mother of our two children and my lifetime friend. And so God was starting to work in my life. And 7 years later, we were attending a little church in Beech Grove, and I think it was in a revival meeting. I got convicted of the fact that I never really turned my life over to the Lord, that I wanted Jesus as my Savior, but He was my Lord. And so I rededicated my life, and I was baptized again that time because I was baptized as a profession of my faith that I made at 16. And so God started moving in my life in a great and mighty way from that point on. I had a real foul mouth at that time, and I lost about a fourth of my vocabulary. But my life kept changing, and He did a lot of great things in my life. I was involved with the bus ministry for 12 years. And we saw hundreds of children come to Beach Grove Church that would never go to church otherwise, because these were all from unchurched families. So it was a great ministry, and God really worked in it. I started teaching. My first class I taught was a bunch of men that was 60 years old. They all knew a lot more about the Bible than I did. But that was where I got started. But things have been moving ever since then. My life verse is Jeremiah 33:3. And it truly represents my life. It says, "Call on me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And that certainly has been an illustration of what God has been doing in my life. Phyllis and I got involved in a church start. This is the third church start we've been involved with. We were in the first one for about 12 years. And then we left that church and started another church. I helped start a church on the southwest side of Indianapolis. And we were in that church about 3.5 years to help them get a building and get up and moving. So I've been in the place you're at multiple times. And God has really blessed me with a lot of knowledge and wisdom concerning that. In the last couple of weeks, Phyllis and I have gone through a very stressful time in our life. And God has put on my heart for the last year or year and a half, Philippians 4:6. And I've taught on that concept, and I've shared it with a lot of people, and I've told several people that I saw were going through troubled times to use that verse. but it's really been a blessing to us. It goes like this. Be anxious about nothing, which means don't worry about anything. Be anxious about nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And he has certainly been there for us during that time. I'd like to leave you with a little song that kind of covers my entire testimony. I've changed two words in this song because I wanted to make it personal. I learned this song 70 years ago. And I think it's really simple. You don't have to be really complicated to understand what God's about. You just need to understand what this song sings about. And it goes like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. I am weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
Thank you for listening to audio from Foundation Life Bible Church, located in Greenwood, Indiana. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. For more information about Foundation Life Bible Church, please visit us online at www.foundationlbc.com.